party. Thank y'all for coming out, Donovan and all the family. We appreciate y'all coming and supporting him. If we were to think back a year ago, probably every one of us could remember exactly what we were doing when we got the news about the shooting. If you just go back to that day and just think about, you can remember it like it was yesterday, right? You remember the shock that you first felt whenever you heard the news. You remember the fact that you couldn't believe that this happened. It's unbelievable. And then you probably can remember the pain you felt when reality really sunk in that, yes, it did actually happen. This past year, there's been a lot of grief. There's been a lot of pain. But there's also been a lot of healing take place. And because of that, we're here. We want to remember Brian and all the people involved that day. And I was thinking about some ways that to remember Brian that you can take with you from even from here. The first way that I think of Brian, every time I see somebody with a little mischievous little smile, I think of Brian Bachman. You know, is that, you know, there's always something going on up there. A little mischievousness associated with it. But the second thing that I think you can remember Brian doing is at our church where we both went to, his family, I was over missions. And Brian, most times you think of police officers, he's going out and looking for people to write speeding tickets to or people to put in jail. But Brian was always looking for work for me to do, it seems like, because he's always looking for somebody to help. And he would call me constantly. Over here on this road, there's somebody who needs some food. Over here on this road, there's somebody who needs a wheelchair ramp. I mean, he's always constantly driving his precinct or the county looking for people to help. And so I was just thinking, if we could be those eyes and use those same things that Brian did, we can go out here and look for people to help. And every time we do, you don't have to call me every time, right? But every time you find somebody, stop and help them the way Brian would. So let's remember Brian in all those ways. And thank y'all for coming out. Let's pray. Dear God, we've come here this morning to surround Brian, his family, and his friends. And God, we just thank you for everybody that's turned out here. Ask that you bless them. God, we want to acknowledge your presence here. And the fact that you have been working through our hearts and our minds and our lives this past week, this past year, to bring about healing. But God, there's still a hole. There's still a hole. There's a void there for many of us. And God, we just pray that you'll continue to heal, that you'll continue to bring people to give hugs and smiles and to do the things that Brian did. Help us to always remember, never forget. Christ's name. Amen.
Council Reed.
Thank you, Sheriff. I was asked earlier, you know, what does this mean, you know, today, 1 year? And I just turned around and pointed to this crowd, and I said, well, there you go. I said, this is Brian Bachman and what he meant to this community. And, I mean, what a testament, you know. And I look around this room and this building right now, and I look at the faces of the people that are here. You don't need to say any more. But Brian truly lived his life by the golden rule, and just as Pastor Tom just said, and he put others before him, all of us. And he just always thought about you before he did himself. One thing about Brian, the mischievousness that Tommy brought up was very true. He was always doing something that you know, was mischievous, and I was talking earlier this week to the guys about it, and I said, you know, we've had all these memorials this week, and it's been a sad year this year, and you know, there's a lot of positives, and I can tell you, Brian Bachman wants us to be positive, so let's try to remember things to be positive. And Caitlin overheard me talking about this, and she said, well, you need to tell them the story. She actually wanted to tell it, but I asked her a while ago. She said, no, it's okay. They're filming this. I don't know. And she said, she goes, tell them about the time that Daddy left me at home and didn't take me to school. And what's funny about it is that not only was he supposed to take her to school, but Brian did the crosswalk duties at his school, and he was supposed to take Caitlin to that very same school and drop her off. He was there to do the crosswalk and look in the back seat, and Caitlin wasn't there. He got in such a hurry, we all leave taking our kids to school. Of course, Caitlin's standing in the driveway with her hands over her hips waiting on Daddy to come out and pick her up. So she got a kick out of that. And I can tell you, she's inherited the mischievousness a little bit from her, so she enjoys it. But as I said, I think that this is a true testament to Brian today, which you see here. That's all gathering. This is the culmination of this 1 year anniversary. It's tragedy. But at the same time, we can take the positives from it and learn from it and move forward. That's what Brian Bobbins is going to suggest. And if we can emulate anybody in this world and try to be like someone, it's Brian Bobbins. What a great person he was. And you always hear people say that about people that do good things and they die or whatever. Brian truly was that person. You know, when you say this, I know I'm repeating myself with people that say it about him all day long. He was truly a wonderful person, somebody we should strive to be like. Thank God.
Well said, Jeff. Donna, Colby, Caitlin, Amanda, Brad, and Carmen, we love you. You're part of our family. We're sorry we're here today, but we're certainly happy to be here with you to celebrate the life of Brian. It's hard to imagine that it's been 1 year since the tragedy. It's still, as Tommy said, it's still fresh on my mind too. There have been some good things. We've experienced amazing strength from this family. They suffered a loss that no one can measure. They suffered a loss that's immeasurable for most of us. And yet, their strength has been incredible. And to witness that has been a blessing. There's been amazing support and caring from our own community. Seeing them come out and do the things that they do has been incredible. If you're wearing a uniform, you can really appreciate that. Because these are people you serve. And they recognize the sacrifice that Brian made. And they're grieving right along with us. We witnessed the dedication of this beautiful park in Brian's name. What a testimony to the life of Brian Cotton. In May, we made a trip to Washington, D.C. with our honor guard. And we witnessed and participated in an incredible ceremony honoring all of the fallen. And we got to touch Brian's name as it's inscribed on the memorial there. To be honest with you, I wasn't looking forward to this day. I didn't know how we could recognize such a significant event in our community, such a significant loss to friends and family. Hospital Bachman and Chris Norcliffe killed in a tragic, violent death. Three others of our own injured. That's a tragedy. How do you recognize that? In this case, we're celebrating the life of Brian Bachman. We're honoring his sacrifice, and we're here together to do so. It was Brian's sister, Rebecca, that actually came up with the idea of balloon release. Apparently, she'd seen it at other fallen officers' memorials, and it was a perfect idea. It really fits this type of event. To me, releasing the balloon is symbolic. it reminded me also of one of the hymns we sang at Brian's memorial. You'll remember it, "I'll Fly Away." And when you think about the refrain of that hymn, it says, "When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away." And so when you see the balloons flying today, we can all think of that hymn and we can think of Brian in our minds. The symbolism goes further. Obviously, the blue balloon represents the color of our uniforms, the uniforms that we serve this community in. The balloon itself encapsulates the grief that we feel, the sense of loss that we have, and all the regrets of things unsaid and undone. It's the things that we all need to let go of. And so at the balloon release, let's let it go. Brian doesn't want you to carry on like that. So when you release that balloon, release all the things that it represents. As it flies away into the heavens, I want you to remember. Remember the life of Brian Bachman. Remember the service of Brian Bachman to his church, to his constable's office, and to his community. Remember the loving and caring Brian showed to each one of us and all of his family. And remember where he is and who he is with, and rejoice. As Donna has said, today is the first anniversary of Brian's life in heaven. So rejoice when you release those balloons. Rebecca Davis, Brian's sister.
He also told me when he became a teenager that it wasn't until then that he realized that he didn't have to open a package of ketchup and keep it straight on the line. I had told him that if he opened the package of ketchup and he did not stay on that dotted line, he was going to be arrested. So, it's been said that if a fallen officer could speak, this is what he'd say: "Please take care of my family, for I no longer can." So I want to thank you for that. You have taken care of our family. But as Brian's older sister, I'm going to insist on speaking on his behalf to you. I want to thank you for taking care of my son, Sam and Colby. I want to thank you for taking care of my daughters, Amanda and Caitlin. I want to thank you for taking care of my parents, Brad and Carmen Bachman. And I want to thank you for remembering my little brother James in Chicago. Finally, I want to thank you with all of my heart for taking care of Donna. She was my soulmate. She holds my heart, and she always will. So, on behalf of Brian, I want to thank this whole community. This is a great community, and I am so happy now that I've been accepted into it. So that's my speech. So now we're going to go out into the parking lot, as far away from the trees as we can. Get one balloon we might have to share, because we only have 100, so we might want to share each family. Think great thoughts. Think of your best memories. Think what you want to say to Brian. Think of your prayers. And when I say three, I'm going to count. One, two, on three. You can release. You can cheer. You can do whatever you want. Just release it all up to Brian, because these balloons are taking our thoughts and our hearts to Brian. Thank you so much.